This is Ted Kennedy. It may be Thanksgiving, but the Reagan administration is still being its heartless self, socking it to the needy. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, even you have to admit that the Reagan administration was acting like a turkey when it chose the Thanksgiving season to announce that the federal program to distribute surplus food to the needy is being slashed in half. Every month, 20 million hungry men, women, and children obtain food distributed under the program through charities, food banks, and soup kitchens. In some states, the program helps even more people than food stamps. Almost half the households getting food have incomes less than $5,000 a year. Granted, Al, government food supplies have declined because changes in the federal law have reduced farm surpluses. But that's no Thanksgiving comfort to the millions of needy going hungry this winter because Uncle Sam's cupboard is getting bare. What about it, Al? Is Old Mother Simpson willing to help?
Old Mother Simpson? Why, you...
Well, like many Americans this Thanksgiving, Ted, I'm thankful for so many blessings. This country has bountiful resources, and the program you just described was started by guess who, Ted? Yeah, Ronald Reagan. The Temporary Emergency Food Assistance Program was passed so that our food surplus would not go to waste, especially when there were people who could make good use of that food. We started with our surplus cheese, but then expanded into other foods that the Department of Agriculture was holding. Dry milk, rice, honey, flour, cornmeal, and butter. The program was so successful that since 1984, we've given away about 90% of all the cheese the government had stored in caves. We will be distributing the same amount of food as usual to community centers. But, Ted, you can't spend what you don't have, and you can't give away surplus cheese that doesn't exist. The program worked. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.